Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Welcome back. Well, for some of you, it's welcome back. Others of you, you're just waking up. Hey, it's 9 o'clock. Time to get up, and you are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. But I got to tell you, if you were up at 8 o'clock, you would have enjoyed that whole first hour. It was great. Very, very good.
So next week, get up earlier.
Yes. Do it. I'm telling you. Hey, now, here's the thing, though. If you miss this first hour, all you need to do, by Monday, anyway, you can go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the podcast button at the top right-hand side of the page. And you'll see where we are for the 4 hours every Saturday morning. And then you will also see all of our previous hours. So you can listen to this last hour from 8 to 9 on that podcast. And I think they're usually up by Monday afternoon. So I encourage you to do that. Okay, I've got Dr. Mixon. I've got Dr. Umat. We started the first hour off, Jerry, with talking about blood pressure and the relationship between blood pressure and the virus, COVID. Mm-hmm. But then, Dr. Umat, during the in between the first and the second hour here today, you said we need to talk more about, yes, teas, because we were talking about green tea and black tea and the benefits of green and black tea. But you said, shouldn't we talk about all kinds of teas and coffees?
Yeah, you know, coffee is, what is it, the number one sold commodity?
Yeah, and well, it's number two, right
number
behind
two.
Oil.
Oil right is number, oil. There you go. So, and we drink so much coffee and tea, but how many of us really think about what it's doing? I mean, people think it's hydrating, and I keep telling everybody, it's not hydrating, it's dehydrating. Make sure you drink enough water
to compensate.
Makes
you pee more,
yeah. But, you know, as you were talking about green tea and the EGCG, Jerry, which I will not try to define or speak up with the whole word, you can do that.
Gallic.
Thank you very much. That. I came across this article that talked about the different types of teas. Mm-hmm. So did you, I bet you did know, but maybe Pete didn't know, but I certainly am finding out more about this. White, oolong, green, mm-hmm. and black teas all belong to the green tea family.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And so many people in the world drink green tea, but they don't drink, black tea, but they don't drink green tea.
Or the oolong teas.
But they don't realize they're all the same family, and therefore they are getting the benefits. Now, as we said earlier, as long as they don't mix cream and sugar into the combination, they are definitely getting many benefits.
What's oolong?
The oolong teas come from the coarser leaves and the stems of the tea plant.
Okay.
And those are then chopped very finely and used as a tea.
Okay.
So
I've heard of them. I just didn't know what set them apart.
Yeah. Well, and tea comes from a variety. It all starts as green tea.
Yes.
Black tea is the same plant as green tea.
Okay. Just dried
fermented.
Out longer.
It's fermented. Yeah.
It's fermented. Fermented. Yeah. It's actually black tea. Shall I give you a little history lesson?
Yeah, sure.
Black tea was actually an accident.
Okay.
tea in China has always been the white tea, which was the very, very young, fresh plants that didn't have a lot of green chlorophyll to them yet.
Okay.
And so the white teas are pale, and when you stew them, they don't turn green at all. That's why they're called white. Okay. The green tea is the more mature plant. The oolong, you do the leaves, and you also do the terminal stems. Okay. There was a tea merchant, however, and it turns out it was a female tea merchant, one of the first female tea merchants in China.
Okay.
She was trying to ship a large batch of tea downriver to a customer. One of her competitors sank her barge. And this whole boatload of green tea sank down into the river. Now, it sat there for several days till they could get enough people to dive in and drag this tea out. By then, it was totally saturated and had been sitting in this river water for days, and it had turned black. Mm. So she decided to try to salvage her investment by selling this fermented, black, ugly tea to poor people at a big discount. Well, turned out there was an incredible market. People, once they started tasting this stuff, were coming from miles around to buy this discounted black tea. And it turns out that it tasted really great. Mm. Not as bitter, had a richer, more complex flavor than green teas.
That's right.
And so they said, holy mackerel. So then they actually started experimenting with putting it in water and fermenting it and wetting the leaves. So black tea actually came about as an industrial accident.
Isn't that something? About when was this? Do you remember the century?
1700s.
Okay.
And so, but then they found out that once the tea was already fermented, they could ship it to Europe and get a great profit because those crazy Westerners.
Yeah, they drink black tea.
They wanted the black tea, and the black tea would ship because it was already fermented.
Yeah, it lasted longer.
Yeah, when you tried to ship the green tea, especially in old wooden sailing ships, if it got damp, it fermented and spoiled anyway.
Right.
So, black teas are very popular in Europe, and that comes from the fact that the Chinese were offloading this stuff that they didn't like very much. to the gullible Westerners. But the whole thing was an industrial accident.
It's not that great.
Isn't that kind of neat?
Interesting, yeah.
Yep.
But you see, there's so many advantages to tea. It's so funny.
There are. Well, and black tea, because of the fermentation process, has changed its characteristics. And it is actually better for cardiovascular disease than green teas.
Yes,
so it provides better protection against your heart and your brain than the green tea does.
It does. It reduces inflammation better as well.
Yes.
And it helps with brain cognition.
Yes.
Cardiovascular and cognition.
So I use both green and black teas. I don't do as much oolong, but whatever. I'll drink it if it happens to be there.
Well, the joke around here is that if you ever cut yourself, you will bleed
green tea. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I start my mornings with coffee, and then I switch to tea. And I do both black teas and green teas, and sometimes I do a mix. I'll grab a black and a green tea bag and throw them both in my glass and drink a blend.
Yeah, remember we also talked in the past about how coffee reduces risk for some cancers, stimulates the cardiovascular system, but also helps with brain function.
And it decreases degenerative neurologic problems.
Yeah. We're talking coffee specifically.
Coffee specifically, yes. 5 cups of coffee a day lowers your risk of getting Parkinson's disease, and there are some indications it may help to decrease MS risk too. So degenerative neurologic problems are protected by the coffee.
Stimulants in the coffee, yeah.
Caffeine, per se, is an anti-cancer drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's effective at lowering your risk of a wide variety of cancers. In fact, many years ago, I put together a compounded mix for our patients for Dr. Mixon's caffeine cream. Because it actually helps to shrink up and get rid of those actinic keratosis, the pre-malignant lesions on your skin.
That's right. You did.
So most of these things that, you know, some people consider vices, coffee and tea, black teas and green teas, all have great uses. And of course, you've got the other teas such as the ginger tea.
Yeah,
which,
ginger
tea. Helps settle your upset stomach.
Yeah, nausea.
So do peppermint teas.
You do, definitely. And then chamomile tea, people drink at nighttime. It's calming.
It's a mild sedative, allows you to mellow out.
Yeah.
Get some sleep.
Yeah. Mint tea, also very calming for the stomach. So many different types out there on the market, and fun to try, actually.
Well, I know there's also big, big differences in the quality of coffees. I'm assuming, are there that type of extreme differences in teas as well?
Of course there are. Sure there
okay.
are. Yeah. And, you know, every plant, whether it be coffee or tea or strawberries or anything else, it depends on the soil it grows in, the nutrients of that soil, how much water it received, and in what pattern, what minerals and so on are dissolved in the water, because those are taken up into it.
Did the farmer sing to the plant?
That's right. And when was it harvested?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. I mean, I cracked up laughing, more than a day, almost 20 years ago when I was in China. And I saw this this green tea that was somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 per kilo.
What?
And
wow.
I asked the purveyor of the tea shop, why on earth would this be $300 US when I could buy other green teas for, at that time, you know, $1.75 or $2 for a kilo? And but this tea was only grown on a mountain, on a particular mountainside, and harvested at sunup with the dew still on the brand by virgins. And with the tea was then dried on the breasts of the virgins.
This was their marketing plan.
That was their marketing plan, yes. And because, A, there are not that many virgins around to harvest tea, and B, Chinese girls, I guess, have small enough breasts, you couldn't dry a whole lot of it when you're drying it on their breasts. And so it was incredibly expensive. And some people actually...
And how much they were asking?
It was over $300 a kilo. But people were buying this tea because they wanted the tea harvested at sunup by a bevy of virgins. And
okay,
I thought it was fabulous.
I mean,
great marketing.
Indians are finicky about their tea as well, but I don't know that I would pay that much. Or have I ever heard a story like that? Now, certain teas grown in certain plantations do have a name. Darjeeling tea, for example, is very expensive tea. But I don't know that if I was blindsided, if I did a placebo controlled blind study, I would be able to tell the difference in the taste.
Well, I kept a straight face and I tried not to laugh when I was being told why this tea was so expensive. But
it's crazy. I know you often hear on this show about Camano Island coffee, and it is organically grown. It's Arabica. It's not the Robusta, which is basically a weed of sorts. But anyway, it's a quality coffee, less acidity, less caffeine. And
I like my story of the...
Forget anyway. About it. There's a difference in quality. And so we encourage you to give Camano Island Coffee a try if you like quality. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's time to go to a break. But all these things, these are things that you get. These are the advantages of being a part of the Longevity Medical Clinic. I always talk about it like a little piece of pie. This is the kind of information that can really help. And if you would like one of our free health analysis appointments, really, you got to agree, there's never been a better time to get serious about your health with the pandemic and who knows what's next. So go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. LeadingEdgeMedicine.com and push the Schedule Now button, and you can make one of these free health analysis appointments at any one of our three clinics. Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. I hope you do it. And again, at lmclinic.com. Or you can call and make an appointment at 866-86-YOUNG. Don't go far. We'll be back.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Stay tuned for more.
When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
Dr. Dan, God bless you, brother. I tell you, I had stem cell treatment about 4 months ago on my right knee, and I'm like a new man, doctor. I mean, it is unbelievable. I was in a lot of pain, and I'd had cortisone shots, and there was another doctor that I had seen, and of course, they were talking about the surgery route. I listened to your show, came in to see you, and you did the treatment, and it's just truly amazing. I'm like a new man on the right knee. I am one pleased individual.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland. 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000.
I have been going to Longevity Medical for a year now, and I felt better than I've ever felt in my whole entire life. So I want to thank you, first of all. My wife, now she's been going to Longevity for about a month, because I started liking her so good, I talked her into doing it, too. Now we're both just buzzing right along here, and I can see her getting better every day.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful, it's too beautiful, it's a fantastic thing. Are you really?
This is kind of weird. This is Jimmy Rogers here. Of course you know who Jimmy Rogers is. Well, I filled in for him too. He got sick. He was singing at a convention in Seattle back in what year, 1965 or 6 or something like that. And I got called and I filled in for the one and only Jimmy Rogers. Nowhere near as many standing ovations as he would have gotten, but it was fun filling in for him anyway. Man, I love some of his music back then. He's a very special guy. All right, I think we just ought to go and maybe take another call or two. Here we go.
Let's go to Boise, like we talked about, and here is Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Mixon. Thank you for the call. I have had reflux for quite a number of years, and it gets so bad. Sometimes I just can't eat anything but applesauce. It's just burning pain in my chest, and I burp a lot, and then it radiates out my back. And I did get an upper GI a couple years ago, and the upper GI they thought was Barrett's esophagus, but the biopsy came back not. It was just a lot of redness, I guess, or inflammation. And so I got off the proton pump inhibitors and went totally naturopathic with Lumis digestive enzymes, and that helped, but now it's back and the enzymes aren't really helping, and I'm just getting a lot of pain. So I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions.
Okay. Well, first step, have you been evaluated for a hiatus hernia?
Would an upper GI show that?
Sometimes, not always.
Okay. I did have a lower hernia, and I kind of think my dad might have had a hiatal hernia. I'm not sure.
Hiatal hernias are where the esophagus goes through the diaphragm. That opening is too big. So the diaphragm, that big muscular barrier that separates the chest from the abdomen, actually forms part of the gastroesophageal valve. It's kind of from the outside. It keeps pressure on there so that the valve closes more efficiently. If you've got a hiatus hernia, that part of the stomach can actually protrude up into the chest. And okay. if it's sliding up into the chest, you lose that valve effect and you get acid okay. and digestive enzymes running up the esophagus. Hence the okay. chest pain, the inflammatory changes in the esophagus. If you've got okay. enough inflammation in that esophagus that they think or they were concerned you were at risk of Barrett's esophagitis, which is a very nasty cancer triggered by chronic inflammation from reflux. Tells me you've got a serious enough problem. Somebody really needs to get aggressive about stopping this for you. There are some surgical procedures that can be done to help tighten up and rebuild that gastroesophageal valve and get it so you
that
don't reflux.
The doctor suggested surgery, but I'm always afraid of that as kind of a last resort. But
I'll tell you what, the surgery is a whole lot better than a Barrett's esophagitis.
Okay.
Because that one will kill you, and it'll be a miserable death.
Who do you recommend for surgery like that in the Seattle area?
I don't know. You know, the question is, which surgical technique is going to need to be used? If they can do it laparoscopically, there are some people here that do some super work, both over at the university and, I'm trying to think where he works. There's a guy that was actually in part of the initial studies here in Seattle. I don't know if he's retired or not. I'm going to have to look that one up. But there are several institutions where people do these, and if they can do it laparoscopically, then it's an in-and-out procedure. You get a couple, you know, three or four tiny little puncture wounds that heal almost instantaneously. You go in the morning, you get it done, you're home that night or the next morning at the latest. You end up with, you know, just a couple of little stitches that come out in a week and you're copacetic. If they have to do it as an open procedure, it's a much bigger whoop-de-doo. But get evaluated. Get, you know, call around, find out. What you're looking for is a gastrointestinal surgeon that approaches hiatal hernias laparoscopically.
Okay.
That's specifically what you're asking the department about. Who do you have that does a lot of laparoscopic work on hiatal hernias? You don't want somebody that does two a year. You want somebody that does these every week of their life.
Right. And in Boise, Idaho, probably they don't have that many, I don't think.
Probably not.
And it's really hard to get in here because there aren't a lot of doctors that can even. I've been waiting all week just for somebody to call me back, give me an appointment to decide if they'll even take me. So it's pretty hard.
All right.
So would you say for sure it's that, or could it just be?
I haven't examined you. I haven't seen your studies.
So it could be a hiatal hernia, or it could just be severe reflux where my esophageal sphincter or something isn't.
Yes, it could. Properly. Yeah, it just could be that the esophageal valves are just bad. They're just weak. And you know, there are some procedures to tighten those up. Some of them are fairly simple. For instance, sometimes they can actually inject long-acting fillers to narrow the lumen so that it tightens up more efficiently.
So I need to get probably an upper GI right away to figure out exactly what my problem is.
Probably an upper GI and an endoscopy, you know, And I would not be shocked if they're doing MRIs and really looking at you closely, because they need to figure out exactly why you're refluxing so much and then get the most effective intervention for you as an individual. And obviously, I'm just the guy on the radio, you know. this is not my field of expertise. You know, I'm just talking about my role as an old-fashioned country doctor for all those years.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you taking my call today. I will definitely be proactive.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let us go to Jackie in Des Moines. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Hello. What can we do for you?
Okay, I'm calling this morning because my husband, he's always tired. So he's 61, 2005, he had colon cancer. So he had 6 months of chemotherapy. It took about 2 years for him to get the feeling back in his fingers. His feet are still half numb.
Wow.
You know, just kind of deals with that. But he always, during the course of the chemo and for years after, when they would test, he has high hemoglobin and high red blood cells in his body, which, funny enough, his dad had the same problem with. He didn't have colon, his dad, but he had also had to be bled every so often, or
probably hemochromatosis.
Blood taken out.
Yeah.
And so
it's a genetic
always
disease
his
also.
Headaches.
Yeah, it runs in families.
I wonder, but it only showed up after, you know, his whole chemotherapy and all that good stuff happened to him. His surgery was when he was 48. So, you know, it was a long time. But the thing is that everyone talks about testosterone therapy, and I'm thinking he's older. He's, you know, his testosterone is low. But I'm afraid to have him take it, perhaps,
right.
Because I hear it causes high hemoglobin. Is that
it can.
Not correct?
It can.
Or?
No, it can. It's not everybody, but there, you know, there's a significant percentage of people, and I'm guessing 5 to 10% of the men who use significant amounts of testosterone will raise their hemoglobin. But it sounds like your husband has a condition called hemochromatosis, which is a genetically coded familial trait in which it's an iron storage disease. And these people need to get their blood donations, their phlebotomies done on a regular basis. I mean, they should get end up scheduling, you know, every 2 to 3 months on an ongoing basis to get it down and keep it where it belongs.
Yeah, because his fatigue could be a symptom of his hemochromatosis.
Yes, it could.
And it can cause joint pain. Oh. It can cause dementia.
Yeah. It's a liver disease, but it has widespread impact. So, you know, he needs to have his hematocrit, his hemoglobin and hematocrit followed very closely. And really should probably be just on an ongoing schedule of getting his phlebotomies done. But that doesn't mean we can't treat his hormone imbalances too. Okay. It would just mean that, you know, he might need if he is in that small percentage of men that do respond by raising their hemoglobin hematocrit, then they'd have to get his phlebotomies a little more often than other men. But that's a doable project.
Yeah, we should measure the levels first, right?
Yes, sure.
Treat what is a problem.
That's right, you got to remember, if 5 or 10% of the men have the problem, that means 90, 95% of the men don't have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, I mean, I've been on androgen replacement therapies for 22, 23 years now. And
testosterone therapies, yes.
Testosterone, dehydroepiandrosterone, pregnenolone, the whole works.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have maintained the hormone balance of a 25-year-old man for 22 years, and my hemoglobin hematocrit do not go up. I'm one of that majority of men that don't have the problem. So, you know, let's take a look and see what we can do.
Is high hemoglobin also able to cause a headache?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay. What type of doctor would I go then to test for this? Just regular
hematologist.
Primary care? Or?
No, hematologist.
Hematologist, yeah.
Okay.
And your clinic, is there anything you could do for him as far as his energy levels or those things?
Probably a whole lot to do for him.
You better believe
that is
it.
What we do, is to make, we help men and women to be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. That's what we're after.
Well, that sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jackie.
You're welcome, John.
Have a good weekend. Here we go. Another break. We got to do it. But when we come back, I think we've got some more information about teas. Can you believe it? This is Tea Day here, Leading Edge Medicine. More information about tea and probably coffee, too. You never know. Don't go far.
Leading Edge Medicine, Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. It truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
Hey there, friends. This is Pete Talbot. And when you hear about a doctor on Leading Edge Medicine, I think you know that doctor is someone you can trust. And that's certainly the case with Dr. Michael Gilbert with Northwest Vision Institute. He's a nationally recognized and board certified ophthalmologist that Dr. Mixon and all the longevity doctors refer our patients to when they need cataract or LASIK surgery. And Dr. Gilbert is a cornea specialist, too. Bottom line, if you're a regular listener to Leading Edge Medicine, you already know you always need a doctor that is on the leading edge of what the science says is possible, not what was possible 15 years ago. Truth is, a lot of people get real nervous when it comes to their eyes. I understand that. Real nervous, which is why I suggest if you haven't had your eyes checked in a while or you already know you have a problem with your eyesight, call Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute with clinics in Bellevue and Totem Lake. You might ask, who does Dr. Mixon see? Who do Vicki and I see? Who do I refer my family and friends to? Dr. Michael Gilbert. Go ahead, schedule your own appointment by calling 425-450-2020.
My husband and I have been listening. I wanted to tell you, you guys are absolutely delightful. The three of you make this perfect gem. We are planning to become patients very soon, and we love the information that Dr. Mixon conveys. It can't be found anywhere else.
Come with me, my love, to the sea of love.
Hey, welcome back. We've still got another half hour to go here, so we've got lots going on. We've been talking a lot about tea and coffee, and mostly teas today. Lots of information. You just found another study or something.
Well,
that
I put some of these away, but there was kind of a fun one that I thought was interesting. Green tea, when given to very young, as in newborns and infants and so on, with Down syndrome, decreases the facial abnormalities. You know, you can see the kids with Downs, and they've got the round face and the wide the set eyes and central, central mouth and nose and stuff. Green tea actually decreases that dysmorphism.
Really?
Yes.
How?
So you give it to like baby children?
As little tiny children, okay. And the younger you start, the closer to, quote, normal faces these kids get.
Now, this has to be an accidental study.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But what they found was that in societies where children with Down syndrome are fed teas, green teas, just as part of the social thing, that their kids don't have as much facial dimorphism as Western Down syndrome children have. And they started looking for reasons. And it turns out that the green tea does actually affect the way that the facial bones develop. The downside, high doses of green teas in infancy can actually cause underdevelopment of the jaw.
Okay.
So
in any child.
In any child, yes. So it depends on how much green tea you're giving them. But the kids that are genetically coded to have a face that is going to be what we generally would consider abnormal, dysmorphic, they look closer to normal if they get some tea. But too much green tea given to children that don't have this genetic abnormality, you can actually induce some problems.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, different cultures do different things, right? In Europe, for example, young children are given wine at a very early age.
It's usually watered wine.
Yeah, you know, but still.
They add water to the wine to make it milder.
We don't do that here.
No, in fact, you will get... they will come take your child away from you if they find out that at the dinner table your child is getting watered wine. Because Child Protective Services will continue consider you an abusive parent.
Yeah.
So, true. Well, let's be careful there.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. This has been, we're going to have to title this Tea Saturday.
Right. Should I throw in another coffee one just for fun?
Well, sure.
Go ahead. Should we give coffee...
a fair shake.
A fair shake today. Since I am a coffee drinker, I kind of like this. There are a lot of polyphenols in coffee.
Yes.
That alter your glucose metabolism and your carbohydrate metabolism. And not only does coffee provide you with an energy boost, and not only does it lower your risk of a variety of cancers, and does it lower your risk of degenerative neurologic disorders, but it also is a weight loss drug, not just because the caffeine decreases your appetite, but there are actually compounds in the coffee itself that decrease fat production, that help you to alter your metabolism and burn fat more efficiently. The problem is that those particular polyphenols are not heat stable. And when you roast the coffee, you decrease the concentration of those particular polyphenols in the coffee. And the deeper the roast, the less protection you get against obesity.
So the dark roast, less protection.
And the best protection is green coffee extract.
Yeah.
Where they just take green coffee, unroasted coffee beans, grind them up, extract the compounds with hot water, then they evaporate the water out, scoop up that powder, and that is a green coffee extract that is actually has been shown to be the most effective anti-fat supplement that we have identified as yet.
I've heard you say that. It's been a long time, though.
Yes.
And we actually have the supplement in the...
Oh, we make it available.
Yeah.
We not only do we make it available, I take it.
Yeah.
But you know, what I would tell people is that it's not a quick fix. It's not a weight loss program.
And it is... Well, and the green coffee extracts are rated as moderately effective.
Yeah.
Okay. When these things are either the poorly effective, the mildly effective, the moderately effective, there are no supplements that are listed as very effective for weight loss.
Yeah.
They just don't exist.
That's right.
The best you're going to get is moderately effective, and that is the green coffee extract.
Yeah, and then use over time with a sensible diet and lifestyle program. It'll work better. I mean, you can't take that extract and keep eating whatever you want and not exercise. No. It's not going to work.
It certainly is not. Yeah.
Well, boy, this is quite interesting. Yeah, we've had here at Longevity green coffee extract for years, long time use.
I don't think we've talked about it on the air for years
it's been
either.
A while.
Well, yeah.
I take it home. You know, for my supplement trays.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I used to take it, and then maybe I gained all my weight because I stopped taking it. I don't know.
Well, for our listeners, if you would like more information about it or just flat out to order it, go to our website, lmclinic.com.
Most effective dose would be about 3 pills a day, by the way.
One pill, three times
breakfast, a day. Lunch, and dinner.
Okay. All right. You can get it at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Let's take another call.
Let us go to line 2 and Charlie from Buckley. Charlie, welcome to the program.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How can I help?
I have a question about all this new technology. What rights do potential fathers have when, you know what I mean? I mean, if that's a two-part system. I mean, two people are involved, and what right does the father have? Because if this baby is born, he's responsible, if they're not married, for 18 years of supporting him.
Yep. Well,
why
basically...
you know what I mean? And if he wants to keep the baby, and she wants to get... there's got to be a... There's got to be a law in there somewhere nowadays because of this technology. They could test the amniotic fluid, I believe, before the baby's born and see if that person is actually the father.
Yes, so you can do that too.
Your opinion about that?
Well, okay. You've got a couple of issues involved here, and I actually had this discussion maybe 6 months ago with a gentleman who is, I don't know if he's a gentleman, but a guy who is... who is paying child support for children. A, he's not sure are his.
Oh,
and,
really?
And B, yes, and B, he did not want to get born to start with.
Hmm.
Here's your issue. Every man has a right to decide whether he's going to sleep with that woman or not. All right. Every man has a right to decide whether he is going to use birth control or is he going to depend on her to do it. In our system, once he has sex with her and does and allows her to get pregnant, he loses his choices. It is from that point on totally up to her. And if that child is born, he has a right to contest whether or not it is his. And we can tell that very quickly, easily, and accurately with paternal genetic testing. But if it's his... He's going to help pay to raise it for the rest of its life until at least it hits 18 at a minimum. And maybe get stuck with college.
So. And with that, we got to go to a break. But thank you, Charlie. And yes, the old familiar UW song. Anyway, got to go to a break. Got to go. But when we come back, we've got some really, really interesting information. I know, Dr. Umat here, right? You want to talk about one of your patients here. I know you're itching to tell that story. Don't go far.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
Did you know coffee is the number 2 commodity in the world? Only behind oil is number 1? That's right. And with everyone staying at home as much as we are right now due to the pandemic, people are drinking more coffee than ever before. And Kamano Island coffee is the very best of the very best. Organic Arabica beans, fairly traded, of course, grown at high altitudes and in the shade, which makes all the difference in the world. With incredibly low acidity and flavor that is simply outstanding. And here's a special longevity offer for you. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, or you simply want the very best cup of coffee available, try a full pound of Kamano Island coffee for 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. You will taste the difference in your very first cup. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to KamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. KamanoIslandCoffee.com/longevity.
I went to a seminar 10 years ago. at that time, but I noticed that my cholesterol had spiked. And plus, I was going through menopause at the time, and there were just lots of changes going on. And once I got on hormones and got straightened out, I just saw a total change in everything. I mean, I saw results like within 2 weeks. It was truly a miracle. And so, you know, I'm hooked.
You know, we have a lot of patients at Longevity Medical Clinic that have been with us for a long time. And this lady that you just heard, she went to a seminar back in the day, in the old days, when we did seminars.
We're going to do another seminar.
Well, okay, we keep talking about
this. I got an urge for a seminar.
Okay.
But you know what? We got to get rid of COVID first. I can't put 300 people in a room.
That's right.
No, you can't. It's the same time you'll do your cruise that you'll do your seminar.
Oh, we'll
Jerry.
Do a cruise seminar.
There you go.
In any event, she said she's hooked.
Yeah.
As a patient.
Yes.
A longevity patient. She's hooked. And that was 10 years ago. Well, actually, because, 10, 11 years ago. And she's a happy camper. You had a happy camper.
My inspiration is my patients. I mean, I just love my patients. They not only inspire me, they encourage me to look outside of the envelope for them. You know, they'll say, hey, I heard about this, or hey, I read about this. And then Jerry knows this because then I send him an email and go, Jerry, what's going on? And then, you know, he's my backup for my medical search. My medical search engine, Jerry Mixon.
Yeah, there is Google, DuckDuckGo, and Doc Jerry.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have you on speed dial.
Right.
And so I enjoy them. I'm taking care of patients. I'm taking care of their problems. Not everybody's always happy and hunky-dory. People have issues that we have to deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. But I don't lose sight of the good things that are happening in their lives, and I make sure that we point those out to them. And this particular couple has been with the practice longer than me. And
you've been here
10 years.
10 years, that's
yeah,
right.
more than 10 years now. So they've been here longer than that. They're both extremely very happy. They've reversed many chronic illnesses for the husband. But the wife has been very steady throughout. She has taken care of her health, her diet, her weight, has never had major ups and downs. She had a little scare a few years ago. You know, we overcame that together in the practice. And then she's been, one of my strong, you know, people and supporting her husband as he's gone through ups and downs. And then lately we ran into an issue with musculoskeletal pain. And it wasn't getting better. It just wasn't getting better. And we tried to change her medications, gave her supplements. I used KetoCam cream for her. We talked about many issues. And then just this week, when I spoke to her on the phone, it was like some switch had turned on and things were better. I don't know what happened. We didn't do anything dramatic. We held course.
That's
we
kept the key, going. Isn't it? Often.
We held course. We held course. We went through the range of motion, stretching, strengthening, testosterone, endocrine support, nutritional support, muscle relief. And she said not only was her pain completely gone, she was walking several miles, several times a day with her husband. Her diet had improved. Her cholesterol was better. It was always fine. It's just better. But the comment was, this 80-year-old lady said to me, she feels better today than she did 15 to 20 years ago.
Isn't that something?
And, yes. You know, I tried to pin her down and I said, well, why do you say that? What is it about this time frame? And so she said, well, my neck moves better. I don't hurt as much. I do what I want to do. I can get around. Everything that I want in life, I've had. And
you know, I'm the lucky guy that often you get to see patients. I get to see them from a different perspective. Sometimes I do a lot of interviewing of patients just to make sure everybody's happy and what they're thinking. And sometimes I get them on radio to do testimonials, that kind of a thing. But they've been paying the bill at Longevity Medical Clinic for over 10 years, maybe 12. You don't know because they were here before you got here. You could look and see. But they're happy.
Yes.
And they are telling us they feel better today than they did, in this case, 15 years ago.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, this gentleman, the husband, he came off of his antihypertensive medications, his statins for his high cholesterol. He's maintained his weight. His primary care is so pleased with him. And he says, my primary care just loves you because I'm just so healthy. And I'm, you know, it's physiology.
Yes,
it is. Give the endocrine support, the endocrine system, the support it's asking for, it will do what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely.
Well, boy, Jerry, you got to be satisfied. You started this place in 1998.
Yep.
I met you in 99. And it has been a fun ride.
It has, and it's not over yet.
It is not. Not by a long shot.
You know, I was talking to some of my business associates here in the last day or two. And, you know, the question comes up of, do we ever want to sell out the clinics? Do we want to sell out some of the businesses and move on to, quote, retirement? I have no desire to retire. I'm having way too much fun. But I said, you know, I don't want to sell the clinics because I don't know what someone else would do to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they would run them successfully. I don't know if they would go under. And I said, I want to keep these clinics for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First, from an altruistic standpoint, the clinics does really great things for thousands of people.
Right.
It's kind of my contribution to, you know, to my good work. I'm not a Mother Teresa. I'm a business guy. But the reality is we do wonderful things for thousands upon thousands of people every year. And I don't want to stop that. Second, we've got a whole bunch of employees whose livelihoods and families are supported by these clinics. I don't want anything to risk their family support. And third, and in some ways most important, I want the services of this clinic for at least the next 25 years.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right, Jerry. It's 50 and beyond. And what is going to happen to you as you get older? And the question is, for the first time in history, how you age is up to you. Whether you want to be 50 at 100 or 100 at 50, you can write it for yourself.
Yep.
You can make it happen.
So, you know, one of these days, if 10 or 15 years from now, you decide to retire.
Yeah.
I'm going to be
running the show here.
No, I'm going to be going back to whoever replaces you and say, doctor, take care of me.
Well,
I don't want to get old and weak.
Remember, you told me Samira left, so I'm looking for Samira, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So with that in mind, this is why after about 20 years of seminars, we just decided to cut through the fat. Why do the seminars when people are listening to the radio every Saturday? At least many, many, many are. And we just decided to do a free health analysis appointment.
Yes.
We've been talking about them now. I think we've been doing a full 2 years. We haven't done a single seminar in 2 years. And it wasn't because of the pandemic. We stopped doing them before the pandemic.
That's right.
Yeah.
But during the pandemic, our business has gotten better. More people are basically lining up because they know this is the time. They're going to get serious because health is a serious thing. So I'm going to let you close out the program here. Explain what happens in a free health analysis appointment that we're offering free.
Yeah.
What happens? You've got about 1 or 2 minutes.
You meet with a health advocate who will basically outline the plan of how things happen to most people as they age. We'll do a free blood test, the hemoglobin A1C, which predicts your risk for becoming diabetic and therefore of chronic problems related to diabetes. Remember, if you become diabetic, your life expectancy decreases automatically and you have comorbidities. And most importantly, perhaps, is the InBody, which is a measurement of muscle to body fat ratio. It looks at your visceral fat level, your basal metabolic rate, and basically tells us how you are aging and what is your risk for all chronic diseases related to aging, including dementia, diabetes, coronary artery disease, cancer, and degenerative joint diseases.
And then?
And then if you want to proceed, I mean, that's the part of the free analysis.
And you also get the $100 supplements just for coming. Sure. So the two free tests, the blood and the InBody.
That's right.
Those two tests.
That's right.
The $100 of free supplements.
That's right.
And then people are given the option. Now, this is just optional. To do what?
To do another blood test and to fill out a medical questionnaire and to sit with a doctor. And that, what, multiple thousand dollars is for just a few hundred dollars. And if you do that, you get 1 hour of doctor time where they go through a detailed look at multiple things, not just a CBC and a lipid panel, but thyroid, endocrine support, DHEA, pregnenolone, multiple tests for thyroid. And we then basically come up with a plan for you, knowing and recognizing your risk factors, how to help you mitigate some of those risk factors as you move forward.
So the bottom line is, at the end of the free health analysis appointment,
yes,
if you want more information, I mean, you know,
yes,
this is just up to you. If you want more information, we offer a sort of the full meal, the full blood panel.
That's right.
That if you went down the street to LabCorp or Quest and just had these tests done, would be around $2,000. We do that for $5.95.
Yep.
And
that includes an hour with the doctor.
Yes. So when you get the results back, you come back like 10 days later or something like that. When we get the lab work back, all the results back, then you sit with the doctor for a full hour. And you go through all of the test results. It's an incredible report that you get to keep with charts and graphs, where you are, all your hormones, those kinds of things, sensitivities, that kind of stuff. And it's only then, after you've had the free, then the super blood panel work, then you're given the option, if you are interested, and only if you are, if you want to become a patient at Longevity. So we're not asking you to even come anywhere near making a decision. When you make a free health analysis appointment, all you're doing is getting information, and it's truly free.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even ask you for a decision then to become a member, no, only if you want to take another little baby step. So anyway, it makes so much sense. It really does. Grab one of the free health analysis appointments. And it literally could be a turning point, like that lady coming back from the last break. She's hooked.
Yeah.
They like feeling better. And her primary care physician is happy, too.
Yeah, and, you know, some of the clinics are booking out a long way, so I'd say maybe do it sooner rather than later.
We do, technically. I know we got a bunch more on there, and technically we do have appointments available in all three clinics right now. All three clinics.
Good to know.
So just simply go to our website, lmclinic.com. Our three clinics, we have one in Tacoma, one in Linwood, one in Kirkland. So you just select the clinic that you want an appointment in, a free appointment. And when you do that, let's say you select Kirkland. Well, then the Kirkland schedule shows up on your screen with all of the free health analysis appointments listed there right for you. You just simply pick the one that's good for you. You know, maybe Monday at 2 o'clock, Tuesday at 3:15. I mean, whatever they are, grab one, and it's yours. And you also get the $100 of free longevity supplements. My goodness, I certainly hope you will take advantage of it. Never been a better time to get serious about your health. We are the ultimate in preventive health care. We really are. All right. Well, what a day. Thank you, guys. This is fun, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good day. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Don't forget, turn your clocks. Wait a minute. Spring forward.
Yeah.
Turn your clock forward. Spring forward. Daylight savings time. I'm so happy. Oh, my gosh. I love it when daylight saving times come. Again, have a good rest of your weekend. Make one of those appointments at lmclinic.com. See you next Saturday.